Whoa, the camera is a little blurry. Let's get that fixed first. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Milbert Live with Britt. I am your host, Bert, and we have a special treat for you. We are going to be playing some Parasite Eve. This is one of my childhood favorites. Well, not like early childhood, but, you know, like 10 and up. It was Squaresoft, now Square Enix's first rated M for mature game. So just as a warning, this may contain content that's not suitable for children. I'll at least give you a warning when there's some scary scenes. But yeah, let's get going. Also, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. We are so close to 100 subscribers on YouTube. If we get 100, then we get a custom URL. So instead of youtube.com/ebzahebadabada, it's youtube.com/milbertproductions. So if you haven't already, I'm looking at you. Make sure to subscribe. Oh, spooky! Hello, Lux! Hello, Yup Yada the Fox! Hello, hello! Welcome, welcome. Alright, so let's go. And we're using our Stream Deck. It's our new gadget. And our big green screen behind me. You can't see it because it's covered by this lovely wallpaper. So Mel's kind of helping me too to for technical things. Hi! Yes. You rated M for mature, viewer discretion advised. Yes, yes, yes. So we need to hit gameplay, right? Yeah? Oh, yeah. Ooh, see some awesome cutscenes. Haha. And then some audio. Okay, let's go. Oh, all right. So we're going to hit start. Just kidding. I need to change the controllers, I believe. Yep, yep, no. Yep, yep, yep. Yup. Ah, there we go. Ah. So, here's the thing. It's a PS1 game, and they designed it for the up, down, left, right on your controller. So, you can do it with the, what is it called? The squiggly, the swoopy. But it's kind of glitchy, so it's better off just doing the D-pad. So we are going to hit new game, and we are going to hit start. Oh no. Okay, I was like, oh no? Okay. Shout out to Mel. Yes. Thank you, Mel. Not worthy. Real MVP. My goodness. How much you've put into this. Like we've put into this. It's awesome. Look at this high-tech FMV. I mean, actually, for its time in 1998? I mean, this took place in 1997, but like when they made this, actually looks pretty decent. This was right around when they were promoting Final Fantasy VIII too. Lex, nostalgia, Milbert Mel, stop! Lex, this game was creepy as a child. Yeah, it was. It still is. That's why I like to warn people. Okay, spoopy scene, just letting you know. What's wrong? You're the one who wanted to come to the opera. Name, Ayabrea. Age, 25. Occupation, NYPD officer. Oh my goodness. I played this when I was 10. I'm older than Ayabrea now in this game. Oh my goodness. Oh, Milver, glorious. Glory PS1 polygons. Hi, Britt. Sorry I'm late. Hi, Marin. By the way, it's called an analog stick. Thank you. No, I like the swoopies. Just saying. All right, should we name Aya something else? Or should we keep it at Aya? I don't know. Group chat, what do you think? Should we keep the name or should we name her something else? I'm gonna at least quietly. Should we name her Bort? Bort. Bortney? Swoopies for life, yes. No, I'm not gonna name her Bortney. How about... yeah, let's just do Bert. Bert. Yeah. Bert works. Yes! Bert! Bert Brea. Hello. Stop in the name of the law. I'm Bert Brea. I don't know. You're right. I'll try to have more fun.
Aren't you glad you decided to go out with me? I even had my dad get the best seats for us tonight. So lighten up! You're gonna have a great time. You'll see.
We'll see indeed. Robert! Bortney is too common a name anyway. Indeed. We'll stick with Bert. Alright, so... I'm trying to think. How do I run? I know there's a way to run. Run! Okay. Oh, I gotta hold circle. There we go. Run! Whee! Okay, let's look at some stats real quick. Bert, level 1. She's got a gun and a vest, but she's wearing a dress to the opera. You know, I mean, you gotta be prepared. And a club. We're actually gonna change to a club, and I will explain that in a moment. We can't change our armor yet. User preferences, we good, yeah. I like items, yeah. Oh, there's medicine, okay. All right, let's go talk to the dude.
Please take your seats, the show's about to start.
Oh, well, all right. Hello? Why don't you talk to me?
Let's get to our seats.
Oh, they've already started the first act, yeah.
Always go to the opera with a gun and billy club. Gotta have a club for the club. It's lit.
Oh, are ready?
Okay, get ready for, like, the cutscene of your life. All right. And my acting, I'm just letting you know, like...
Father, please give me permission to marry Eva.
Forbid it! You know well what would happen if you do! Those who succumb to her beauty will all die in horrible ways!
You don't understand. She is the one that has suffered after the deaths.
Ah, she is evil! God, grab her and burn her at the stake.
Such trauma, yeah.
Father!
If you are sentencing her to death, then I ask you to take my life as well.
Edward.
Not that I've been classically trained, I have been, but no. Beebs. Just saying. That's usually everybody's first reaction too.
She makes eye contact with Aya.
I'm sorry, Bert.
Whoa! What?
They are lit, fam. It's so much. It's just too much. They just gotta give in. It's just too hot. The show. She's a witch! Dang, this show really was lit. I know, right?
Jesus! Oh no! Oh my God! I
go. Get out of here now. And then I guess he just never shows up again. Like somehow he survived that, but then you never see him again. Beautiful. I know. Gorgeous. All right. So I'm going to go after her. Well, that was a hot performance. I know. I'm slowly walking up to her, very dramatic like. Just kidding. Freeze! NYPD! Huh.
You're the only one who seems to be fine.
What?
You should be awakening soon.
What are you talking about?
Listen.
Your cells are trying to communicate.
They're calling out. Duh.
Run. All right. So I'm hitting X, and that little dome is kind of the how far you can hit them. Now you gotta be careful not to hit, like get too close with their hitbox, because then you'll take some HP. So with the club, it's just as much damage as the gun, and there's less bullets. Win-win. Boom! Ooh, crit. Oh, what's happening? My body, it's getting hot. Yeah, it is. Just as I thought.
What is this? What did you do to me?
Boom! I didn't crit. That's fine.
Here! Tickle! Hit! Boom! Shakalaka-laka-laka. Whap! Our bodies are communicating with each other. That's what she said. Just kidding. What? Communicating what? What do you want? Marin, and that's when Bert realizes she likes girls! What? The more you use it, the more powerful you become. Power? What power? Who are you? Eve. Eve? I'm surprised you don't know me, Bert. You should know me well. What? What is this? So, for those listening, it looked like a hospital with a little girl laying on a bed. What was that? Well, wait! Where are you going? I'm not through with you yet. Excuse me, that was really rude. In heels, no less. I know she's down there. Sounds like my backup's arrived. Should we jump down or forget it? We actually are going to forget it because... And speedrunners would just keep going, but I'm gonna show you a little tricky trick. So we're gonna run back. I remember like testing it out too to see if I could like go up the stairs. And you can. Excuse me, everybody. Excuse me. Are you having a good time? Excuse me. You need to make sure you subscribe. We're almost to 100 subscribers on YouTube. Anyway, I'm done with my soapbox now. Whee! Thank you. Was that smooth? That's a good plug. Man. Boy, replacing that upholstery is going to be expensive. Ooh, who's this? Crispy. 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 Wait, I'm a cop. I'm with the NYPD. What? Hold on, I'm gonna take out my badge. Don't shoot. Out of the boop. Always carrying the badge. And a gun and a vest. And medicine. You best be prepared. I wonder if it's that thing called spontaneous combustion? Who knows, huh? You think we'll be on TV? Hope this becomes a TV movie or something. Let me patch you up. You know, I wonder if Squaresoft and then this is an actual sequel? The video, okay, so the original Parasite Eve is a novel based in Japan. And then Squaresoft took the rights and made a sequel kind of game. This, Parasite Eve 1. So I wonder if they're like, ooh. I think they did make a movie too, but it's not good. So I'm just, spoiler alert. Where are you keeping all this stuff? I don't know. Like, when you get enough cleavage, it's like pockets on pockets. It's like a portal, a bag of holding. Whew. Thanks for patching me up, bruh. All right. Hey, why don't you have any injuries? I don't know. Don't ask me. That's something I want to know. Everyone's got burned. A lot of them probably won't make it. I don't know. Bert's looking a little sus. Come, I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. Hey, I've got the same gun. I've got bullets for that if you want. Sweet. And now I'm just gonna match. Sorry, he's out. And I can't give you the ones I have in my gun. So, that was the sneaky sneak. Because we're gonna probably need that later, but not anytime soon. But it's good to be prepared. And then we're gonna run back to the big hole. Are you scared yet? Are you scared? You better be. Oh, how convenient. I know, right? I appreciate the footsteps too. Like, they thought of a lot. They put a lot into this game. They say that this one, like, if you like Resident Evil games, then this one's similar. But I guess I never played the Resident Evil games. I know, shocking. It's definitely on my checklist to eventually get to. Oh, it's the little girl from the hospital room. Are you alone? It's dangerous here. You should go. That girl. It couldn't be. There is nothing creepier, by the way. Like, when little kids are like... I'm like, no, no, don't do that. That's very spoopy. Robert. Man, I really hope they make a movie out of this 2 seconds later. A whole lot of people are gonna die. Sometimes it be like that. Sometimes it do. Spoopy. Ambient music. Look at those heels, though. Look at... if you want to say 1998, 1997, 1998, Spice Girls, like, yeah. Yes. I did love the outfit. I still do, let's be honest. Okay. Spoopy. Spoopy scene is coming up, so if you have littles, turn them away for a moment, and then I will let you know when it's ready. Okay. Keep it. It just needs some love. Aww, I wanna pet it. It's so cute. Who's a scary monster? You are. Who's a mutated rat? You are. You gotta look out though, don't get too close. And it does shoot fire out of its tail. So just be careful. Whap! Alright. Bad rat. Take that. What? You have to play them? Yeah. Okay. Spoopy scene is done. You can come back. Cameron. Oh, I remember a friend of mine showed me this cutscene in high school. Yeah. That was nightmare fuel. Jesus! Did Eve do that to the rat? What is going on here? I think... This room? Nope. It's the one down here. All the other ones are locked, so... For now. No. Oh, medicine. There we go. Yes. No. Oh! Did you see that? I remember the first time I played this, I jumped. You're still alive! Hold on. Let me call the paramedics.
Melissa. She's a monster.
Don't try to talk now. Melissa. Melissa? You mean the main actress?
Remember got to Suzanne too? You'll have to stop her.
No, please wake up. Hang in there. Nah. They did. Rip. F. This is very sad. I'm trying to remember. I'm doing this all by memory, too. Like... I can see my dad playing this back when I was little, if we had any gaming consoles. It's a fun one. It's a fun one. The phone here is if you want to save, but we don't need to save just yet. We're okay. Come on. Hello. There we go. What's this key? The theater key. As you can see, PS1, like, again, hitboxes, not great. You have to, like, click. Get around. Just get around. There you go. Ooh, medicine. No, don't. No. Hot! Help! That's all it was. I just wanted to show you it. Now we go here and we unlock this door to the dressing room. Random bird is random, I know. Now, I always thought this was impressive too, that the mirror is tracking, which older games really didn't do that, so that's pretty impressive for PS1 era. So we have a journal diary. A diary? November 3rd, Monday. The Christmas show is set. This has been my dream. The main actress has a solo concert at the theater in Central Park. I took all that medication to get here. I have to get the lead part. I'll even sell my soul to the devil, if I have to. November 17th, Monday. The cast was announced, and Suzanne and I are double cast. I want to play the part alone. But everyone knows she's good. November 21st, Friday. I think I'm overdoing it. My body is getting hotter than ever for some reason. I better take more medicine. December 6th, Saturday. I collapsed today. I lost consciousness after my body got hot. I don't care if I die. I just want to get through this show. December 10th, Wednesday. I passed out again. They told me to go to the doctor and get some rest. If this continues, Suzanne will definitely take my part. I need to get better. I better take a lot of medication tonight. December 11th, Thursday. Suzanne was burned in an apartment fire. Is it because I wanted the part so bad? God, forgive me. December 17th, Wednesday. It looks like I'll be the lead. I better take more medication and work it. December 23rd, Tuesday. Opening night. Everything went smoothly. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve. We should have the biggest crowd of the season. And I have the solo concert the next day at the park. But I'm not feeling well. I better shape up if I want to get through this. I better take more medication. For what? Why is she taking so much? She must have a drug problem. Ooh, another key. Rehearsal room key. It's a lot of meds. I think she OD'd, personally, but we'll get into that. That's not how medication works. It's like, I don't feel good, like tic-tacs. No. Don't do that. Okay. I might die, but I should be okay. I might, maybe. Let's just do it. Okay. Sort of scary scene. Not as bad as the rat coming up. Just letting you know. I'm Melissa. I am Eve. I'm getting hot. That's what she said. Nucleic domination has finally come to an end once and for all. What? Them nails. Spirit fingers. Spirit hands. Once again. The day for the mitochondria to be free has finally arrived! Yay! Yep. That's what I was afraid of. Nope, I missed. I might die. We'll be okay. We'll be okay. Just... No, we're not okay. We are not okay. Okay. That's easy medicine. That mitochondria is that power. Ah! Oh, owie. Just, ow. Just in case, I'm gonna use some more medicine. I told you, I should have saved. Oh! Oh man, she smacked me. Oh. I'm just kind of scared, actually. Oh, golly! I'm not doing so good. I'm sorry if I gave over. No, just die. Okay, okay, okay. That was dumb. No. Oh. Okay. Ooh. I mean, the strategy's fine, but it just... Keys. Oh, ow. I'm out of medicine. No. No, I'm gonna die. I should have saved. No. Oh, oh, thank you. Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm so scared. I'm not gonna lie, but actually, I'm sweating a little bit. Whew. Okay. Looks like you still need some time, girl. Until your mitochondria is completely free! Pro gamer skills. Oh, don't say that. No. No, that was a little bit of luck. Okay. Mitochondria, what are you saying? I don't understand. You! What? Where is that? Where is this? Is that... No. Is that the little girl I saw? No. It's... Who's the dude? That doctor. Wait. Mitochondria to be free? All right. We're not chasing her yet. I'm gonna save, and then we are gonna take a short break, and then we will be back to hop in the sewer. Yay! Sewer time is fun. Yeah, free mitochondria! Woo! I better notify the department about what's happened here. Hey, police department! Listen, people are spontaneously combusting. There's this chick named Melissa, maybe Eve. She's done a lot of meds. I don't know. Things are cray right now. I'm about to jump into a sewer, so. Mm-hmm. Oh, she got claws, too. Mm-hmm, that's believable. Anyway. Yes. Okay, we are gonna take a short break. If you haven't shared and you haven't subscribed and you haven't liked, thank you. So we will be back. See you soon. Mm-hmm.
Hello, welcome to Milbert Plays. I'm Player 1, Mel.
I'm Player 2, Johnny Morg.
And today we're playing Zombies Ate My Neighbors!
Rescue the neighbors in level 1, Zombie Panic.
Zombie Panic.
Ah! There's something scary in there.
Save the babies.
Save the babies. Save the baby, save the world.
Woo! 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 Whoa! 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 Whoa!
So the objective of the game, not so much to kill zombies, although that is definitely a masterful part of this game, but you are trying to save your neighbors.
All right, I think we're going in the wrong direction.
All right, I'll let you lead.
All right, follow me. Whoa!
Whoa!
Where are my neighbors at?
Oh yeah, dog. There we go, there's one.
Counts as a neighbor, okay.
And the cheerleaders.
Babes. What's up, babes?
Oh, alright.
That must be all.
Evening of the Undead.
We're just seeing zombies now, but it sounds like we'll get a bunch of different types of enemies, I guess.
Yep.
From all over the horror spectrum.
Oh yeah, we got, you know, we go so far back as like the classic Universal monsters, we go into the 50s with things like the Blob and giant ants from, what is it? What's that one movie? It's called Them!
Whoa, girl! Wow! Alright, get. Go on now, get!
Our last neighbor's over here.
Okay. Sneaky. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. See you later!
Terror in aisle 5.
It's supermarket sweep.
Brilliant. I mean, really, what 80s game show wouldn't have benefited from zombies?
Oh, that is not a baby. Those aren't babies!
Nope, they can't get through the wall, but they can just... Oh, they spring out of nowhere.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Oh, gotta save the babes!
Save the babes.
Hashtag save the babes. I don't know what that is.
I'm a monster.
Nice, get the babes.
Brr. Nice.
One more. Oh, it's up there somewhere.
And now I'm not a monster.
Oh, go.
Oh, we lost him. Oh, no. So those neighbors died. So now on the next level, there will only be 9 of them.
So they stay dead.
They stay dead.
Chainsaw Hedge Maze Mayhem.
Nice. I was hoping we would get to this level. So this one is full of chainsaw maniacs.
That sounds pleasant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh.
They're Jason themed. And they are tough. Yeah, I'm getting housed here.
Eat the clown.
Eat the clown, yes.
It tastes kind of funny.
Lol.
Stop. Oh, let's try this. Boof.
There you go.
Nope.
Yep.
Let's try this. Boof.
There you go. You blew him up. That's good.
How'd that feel?
As you can see, the game does not lend itself to baby mode. You really gotta hustle in this game.
I've noticed.
Yeah.
And these guys hit like a train.
They do. And they take hits. They are tanks.
No kidding.
Yeah. And I'm dead, so it is all up to you, Zeke.
That's a lot of pressure. Shh, stop.
Freeze!
Chill out. Alright, keep going. Keep it going. It's been really quiet.
Except for that guy. Chainsaw to the face. That's unfortunate. Oh, hey, look, another neighbor.
Hey.
And then you can cut across through here. Yep.
Nice.
There you go. Oh no!
Oh, so.
Maybe you got another life. Nope. Well,
perfect though, because now we can. We've got the password for that.
The credits level. Yeah.
The credits level. So why don't we try that?
Let's give that a shot. Yeah.
Game over.
Credit level.
Monsters Among Us. Cute.
So this is the LucasArts offices.
That's funny.
Welcome to
LucasArts Games.
Oh, now get back to work. doing. I think that was George Lucas. So this is how they did their credits. Instead of a scrolling credits, it was you get to meet the developers.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Zombies Ain't My Neighbors.
That's a fun game. I like that game.
Yeah. I like that one. Na na da na 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 ba da dun da da na 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 ba da dun da da.
Hello. I'm back, and better than ever. Are you? Are you well refreshed? You're not scared yet, are you? Owen! Oh, dang, it's Pearside Eve! Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Alright, so we just finished the piano fight, and we are gonna head down to the sewers. I'm probably gonna die. Just letting you know. The monster design in this game is gorgeous. It really is. I feel like Squaresoft, no, Square Enix, they put a lot of thought into this. So, and I feel like they were really wanting to test the limits of what a PS1 game could do. So, let's get back to it. And again, as always, we are almost to 100 subscribers for our YouTube channel, so if you have not subscribed, please do so. We really want that custom URL. Thank you so much. Make sure to like and share. Now it's quiet. Let's jump down. Yeah. It says Heavenly Gate at the top. Very ambient noise. Actually, I'm going to switch to my gun. No, because I only have 6 bullets. I guess I will stay at the club. And I'm telling you, I'm probably gonna die. My goal is to at least show you the other boss. Ah! Oh god. Yeah. I leveled up. Oh, thank you. Yes, ammo. Sweet, delicious ammo. Ew, so much for that evening dress. I know, right? In the sewer water? No good. Okay. Oh, the frog. I hate the frog. I'm not doing that. The game is like... There we go. Ah! That hitbox with the tongue is actually wider than you think, so that's why I'm trying really hard to be careful. No! I did! Came over on a frickin' frog! We're gonna try again. Told you! Bull hickey. Gently saved before he went to the sewer. I did. This is why I saved. Rat punch it. Oh my god. Take 2. I think. I know. Come on. Wake up. Wake up. I think there's actually medicine over to the side.
over here. There's like a chest, but I have to fight some monsters.
No.
That's why you don't mess with anything with a headset tongue. Yeah. Okay. No, I don't need ammo! Oh my god. No. I'm trying to remember. There's something else. There's somewhere else with medicine. I'm just trying to avoid. I mean, it, basically with this game, anytime you go to that area, it's gonna happen. Oh! Ah, here! Take it! Take everything! It's all on the counter! Don't scare me! I'm with the NYPD. You're the one that scared me, lady. I was just getting ready. You know, only staff are allowed in here. There was an incident here. You'll have to evacuate. What? You're kidding, right? Hey, I'm not dying here tonight. See ya. Well, I'm not ready. Okay. I'll go check on him later. I need some medicine! I don't need ammo! I need medicine! Medicine! Why won't you open there? Hitbox! Come on! Alright. I need to change the settings here. There we go. What? How is he even alive? I know. I don't need bullets. I need medicine. Out of 45 HP. Is it bad that I want to go back and go heal? Because I feel like... Why are there bullets in the dressing room lockers? I know. Right? Because there's no, like, fountain that you can drink from to reset. I love how there are all these NPCs that are like, I'm not dying tonight, runs off, and is... No! And is immediately killed. I know, right? And I have to fight them. I can't run away. Just go. Smack! Oh, I leveled up. But I don't need leveling up. I need medicine! Okay. I probably will. I'm just gonna go back. Oh! There's the dude! Clown guy. It's that clown from the dressing room. Rip. F. I am. I'm just gonna go back. I'm sorry. I was being very, cocky with my gaming style. Let's see. There are rings from this. Yes, climb. Because now we gotta go through the stage. I'll go all the way back. I'm sorry. I want to be safe about this. I don't want the frog to tongue me and kill me again. So we're gonna run back. Run. Run. La 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 la. Cause I don't remember. I feel like there was another side room that had maybe medicine, but I really. I need to get healed. Okay, so I may have been too hasty on the not dying here tonight thing. Mm-hmm. Did you heal me up? Yay! All right. Give me some bullets. Bullets? Aw, okay. No more bullets. Okay, I feel like I have at least a fighting chance to get through the frog. Man. Oh, okay. Let me tell you. I want to tell you the story of this dream I had all these years ago. Okay. So, do you remember the viral campaign for Cloverfield? And how, like, they didn't really tell you what the monster was, and they didn't really show you the monster? And not really in the film either until kind of towards the end. Okay. So my dream was Cloverfield was an exodus, a mass horde of frogs. Oh, whoops. Frogs. And not just frogs that, like, would just, like, climb through windows and vents and stuff. No, no, no. They would bite you. And then if they bit you, they'd explode. And, like, your arm would blow off. My horror Cloverfield dream was a mass swarm of biting, exploding frogs. That makes sense, right? Right? I have weird dreams too. I dream in color, and I usually dream in first person, sometimes third, but sometimes it's me, but sometimes it's not. So now we're gonna go find some medicine. Oh, I think, yes. Medicine? Why? Why? Like, I get it, but no. No. I love this stream deck, by the way. That's shockingly accurate to what's in the movie, actually. I mean, yes, you're right. The biting thing. Yeah. No spoilers, but yeah. Yeah. No, 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 no. Whap! Grah! No, 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 no. Okay. Oh, no. Oh, I didn't want to have to go all the way back. Just, yeah. Medicine! Oh my gosh. It wasn't even in a chest. All right. I mean, it's more you explode rather than monsters explode, but it's close. Spoilers, yes, yes. Which, I did enjoy that. That was like a, ooh-hoo! Oh yeah, spoilers for Cloverfield, sorry. But yes, the chick gets bitten, and then she's like, oh, don't feel so good. Good times. Yes. I just realized. P.E. I do have a heal. So I didn't have to backtrack, but it's fine. I'm a derp. Okay. I missed. Oh. All this ammo. It's fine. Okay, I'm gonna save real quick. All that work, you know. I don't want it to be a waste. Yes. The healing spell, medicine, yes!
Good lord. Orid, yes.
I don't want to be too squishy. Mm-mm. No. Cause what level are we now? Level 3? Okay. And we're almost level up to level 4. That's not bad for moving things along. Wait, that bird you fought wasn't the same one from the dressing room, was it? No. And if I click on that bird, I'm pretty sure he then turns into a rat. So we're not going to.
Where did she go? Cotton Eye Joe.
Bob. There's not really RNG for this. Not really. For like enemies showing up. Ow! That stung a little bit. Yeah. Into the Zurs again. Nope. Parasite powers have evolved. Scan analyzes HP and weakness. Eh. Yeah, there just happened to be a lot of parrots in this theater to mutate. It must be what all the bullets are for. Oh, and when did you get here? What are the odds? More ammo. I've only been here for a few minutes. Yep! Owen just hopped on a little bit ago. No one knows about Parasite Eve. Haha. The frog. I should probably focus on the frog. No, I missed. I missed again. I might die again. This is so lame. I missed again! Oh, wow. Yes, please. Yes, please. Ow. Oh, it does recharge. Oh, that's good to know. That's good to know. Goodness. All glory to the Hypnotoad. Yes. Don't you, like, listen to this music, though? You know? Very 90s. Because I'm beatboxing. Leveled up again. Wow, I'm level 5. More ammo! How can such a huge frog be so nimble? These are the questions that just may or may not be answered. We don't know. Oh, there's a chest. Ooh. Cameron, the answer to all your questions is mitochondria. You're right. If anything is weird in this game, just say it's just because of mitochondria that your cells are calling and they're activating. That's, yeah. Yes. Yes, I will do that. You can pew 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 3 times, and the attack is 17, range is 60, versus, I mean, so, yeah, versus 10 attack. Okay. Yes, I want that one. After all, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. You're right. It is. And they're done. They're done being us. They've come to attack. Leap, leap, leap. Let's go up the stairs. What's up here? Squish, 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 squish. Oh, and she was wearing heels too. Oh, chest. How do I get to you? How do I get to you? I don't remember. I'm sure there's a way to, like a certain hitbox, like. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. But I know there's a chest coming up here. You're the little girl I saw at the theater. Are you lost? Wait, little girl, don't go. Yeah, exactly. That's the plot of this game in a nutshell. The mitochondria are done with our shiz. Yeah. Sometimes it be like that. There's something back here, I feel like. Come on. I don't know if you see it, but like, there's something right there. There we go. Item increases attack power by 1. I feel like, because this is kind of a neat thing about the game, is you can customize your weapons. So I feel like my brain is telling me to customize this M84F, even though it's only saying 15. But over time, later on in the game, you can like add exponential, like more and more accessories to it. But the gamer in me, going in blind, is like, 17 plus 3 is, yeah. So we're gonna do that. So now, the attack power is 18. Yeah, so we're gonna do that. Because that makes sense. Squish, 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 squish. And there's a chest right here. Oh, wait, there was a chest over. Let me go back. Let me? Hello? Hello? There we go. Medicine! Yes. Yes. How many medicines do we have? There we go. But, now we have, I know now we have a healing spell that regens, so. Okay, we're okay. We're good. This is good. This is fine. We got some frogs coming up. And I feel like I died. Back in the day. This one scene, I died. But we'll be okay. We'll be okay. Yeah, okay. Yes, I... Look how... Lickety-lick. There we go. Woo! Woo! Ouchie. Yes, please. Okay. Okay! The moment we've been waiting for. Who is hiding their stuff in the sewers? The Ninja Turtles? Obs. Mm-hmm. There's a switch and an emergency phone. Use the phone. Ah, yes. Whoa. Bruh. Okay. I'm gonna let you know, this boss is kind of hard. I mean, it's strategy-wise is not difficult, but might die. I wonder if they'll team up with Bert. One could only hope the turtles come in time, but I don't think they will, not with this one. So, say a little prayer, say a little yeet-yeet-yeet, and we'll see. We'll see how I do. Eve! The ultimate crossover, right? Hold it right there! Boss fight? Ooh, I hopped in at the right time. Yeah, I'm just letting you know, I'm probably gonna die. I'm not, you know, I've played this many a times, but it might get me. But there's gonna be a cool FMV in just a second here. My body's getting hot again. That's what she said. Bert's ready to take me on just by herself. Boy, they just like... I don't know what to say. Okay. Well, even if you did have more people with you, they'd just burn, right? Everyone else but you. You are... Tell me, Eve. Tell me why. Why me? Why am I the only one? Why me? You'll find out eventually. Even if you don't understand, don't worry. Phrasing! Exactly. Your mitochondria will. They've always known. I'm gonna give you some time. Some time to think, and some time to evolve. And the day shall arrive when you will awaken. I've always wanted to cosplay as Eve. Just the creepy claws. Oh, I love this soundtrack too. The music's awesome. There are two targets. I'm gonna try to aim for the tail first. But he moves fast, so I gotta be careful. As you can see, it hurts. Frick. We'll see how I do. Cool, how'd I dodge that? Oh no! I know, it hurts. No. You will not give me a hug. No tickles. Yeah. This is why I died. Here comes the second thing. Well, that was dumb. Oh my god! Ow. And he's gonna try to chase me in a second. Here we go. Crit. Yes. Sneak attack. I leveled up. Kevlar vest. Yeah. Oh. Fail Gator, use Wind Slash, Bird Evaded the Attack, Dodge Roll, Cluster Bomb, Limit Break. Ow. Fail Gator, use Hyper Beam, Critical Hit. Woo! Oh. Phase knew me, that thing probably. Nice! Exactly. When I will awaken, just tell me what you want, Eve! Just tell me what you want! Pro gamer moment. Thank you! Ugh! I'm telling ya. Woohoo! We're live in front of the Carnegie Hall, which has become a scene of complete chaos. Miss, you are the sole survivor of this horrible ordeal, correct? Until now, this combustion theory has been acknowledged only by occult enthusiasts. Please, just leave me alone. This incident happened to take place on Christmas Eve on all nights. I would like to represent the citizens of the city and interview you exclusively. Are you crazy? Jim, did you get this on tape? Scram, buddy. Oh, Daniel. Oh. Oh, sorry I'm late, Bert. Bert, you okay? That was really something that happened back there.
Yes. Oh, but my date. Renegade option, deck the reporter in the face and oh, never mind.
Heard from a cop that your boyfriend ran out of there like a wuss.
Sorry your date didn't go well. It's not like that. I had him escort me because he kept pestering me for a date.
Yeah, but of all places, the opera. There's a story. So why the opera, huh? Is that the in thing right now? Is that what millennials do these days? Go to the opera? Okay, boomer. Saw the ad in the paper. I don't know. Just caught my eye. Don't tell me you were on to this case. So you finally got some cop instinct in ya, huh?
Instinct? Daniel, shouldn't you be with your son? It is Christmas Eve.
It is Christmas Eve, after all.
Hey, what do you know? He knows his dad's a cop. My boy understands.
Oh, right. Millennials are killing the opera industry. Right? And this is New York, but my brain goes to Jersey, but that's not really the actual Jersey accent. Oh, he knows his dad's a cop. My boy understands. I'm sorry. I can't keep an accent. I'm gonna be honest. Anyway, to change the subject, I heard things from people who were there. But this is one hell of an incident, huh?
Mitochondria? Mitochondria. Symbiosis? When was I in the hospital? Hey, Bert? You asleep?
Oh well. Don't blame ya. After what you've been through tonight.
It all started with this incident. 6 days that were to become a nightmare for all. People will eventually forget and go on with their lives. There's the Twin Towers, but I will never forget it. It was pure terror, but it was also 6 days filled with familiar memories.
So, that is day one of Parasite Eve 1. Not 1-1-1. 1. For the PlayStation 1. Never forget. Never forget. I hope you all enjoyed the ride. What a trip. Again, love this game. Squares PS1 opera voice sound font never gets old. Exactly. Okay, so we're gonna wrap it up. So next Thursday we will not have any Milbert content. We're gonna kind of take a little breather and hopefully we'll record some other stuff behind the scenes. And then in 2 weeks, so in 2 Thursdays, we will have a Milbert play, our pre-recorded content. So very exciting. So I hope you enjoyed Parasite Eve, and if you ever get a chance, play it on your own. This has replayability. I definitely would recommend older kids to play this. Controls are a little janky. Thank you all for watching. I definitely recommend, again, like, you can do the analog, but I'd do the D-pad. Hitboxes aren't great. FMV still. Pretty fluid for the most part, you know, given this is like Final Fantasy VIII era, which still blew my mind back then. Soundtrack, eerie, haunting, definitely yes. So maybe down the road, we'll play Parasite Eve 2, which is then the sequel. Maybe. We'll see. All right. Well, thank you so much for watching. Again, please like, subscribe, and share. And we will see you next time. Bye! Bye! Na 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 na